you know that you can sponsor an episode of the Nerd and Tie podcast? Just head over to nerdandtie.com and donate at least $20 to the GoFundMe campaign, and we at Nerd and Tie will say something nice about you in this space right here before the start of the show. Well, maybe we won't, but we'll get to that in a minute.
On this week's Fortnite, we have such a great show for you, you might be fooled into thinking you are listening to another podcast entirely. The co-creator of Swamp Thing has passed away, CW ramps up for its spring superhero seasons, Doctor Who returns in just about another fortnight, as does Mr. Science Theater 3000, New York Comic Con is doing something interesting with their attendance this year, and of course there's Iron Fist. All coming up on this episode of Nerd and Tie.
Welcome to Nerd and Tie, the only podcast with a dress code. I'm Vink, and joining me as always is the Sean Orange, the citriest person I have ever met, or something.
or something.
In brackets. Hello.
We are totally Nerd and Tie.
We are totally. Nerd and Tie. Yes.
I'm not wearing my tie. I will get my tie.
I am wearing a tie. I've been wearing a tie all day. I had work today up until this podcast.
Oh my gosh. But all right, so I better put mine on.
Now, the dress code I know includes a tie, but do I need to wear these pants?
Well, I mean, as Trey usually says, he does not wear pants on the show. So I guess the pants are optional.
Who is this Trey character? This is Nerd and Tie featuring lovable Vink and Sean Orange. The Sean Orange, as always.
as always. So, hi there.
Hi.
We totally did this show every week.
Every week.
Every week. And right at the top of the list here, which I can't get to apparently.
Yes.
So I mean we are not the host of this show, clearly. We are the host of another show called Famicom Dojo. Basically I've kept asking Trey if I can be on the show again, to the point where he got so fed up with me. He's like, fine, you think you can do this show better, go ahead, do this show, see if I care, maybe we'll do your show too, how do you like that? And I went, okay.
Yeah, because we're not doing our show, someone ought to.
Someone. Oh no, we're doing something else right now. We'll get to that at the end of this show, though, because this is Nerd and Tie. But I just wanted to say why I felt like it would be a good idea for us to do this show, because I don't know if Vink even knows why.
Nope, I have no idea. Tell me.
I've liked Nerd and Tie since it came on, because it reminded me of the old Powet cast that I used to do back in the day, with far fewer people and a potentially much better focus. And also the ties. The ties really help.
The ties do help. I thought that the reason the Powet cast really went under was the lax dress code.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it had nothing to do with the five hosts.
I enjoy listening to Nerd and Tie as well. I especially liked that episode that talked about Pacific Rim 2, because they had a really cool guest star. Oh yes, it was me. I listen to Nerd and Tie occasionally. I usually check to see what the topic is, because some of their stuff is more obscure than I am familiar with. And we're going to find out today that I'm not necessarily the kind of nerd. I'm a nerd. I mean, just ask my wife. But let's see how much I know about the mainstream nerd culture. Yeah? Is that?
Yeah. Is this mainstream? I don't know. It kind of runs the gamut.
I mean, there's a lot. Like, okay. What is mainstream nerddom? Okay. If you're up to date on the Marvel Extended Universe, I would say that you're a nerd. Or are you just a cool guy now?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Like, I mean, I think you can find people who are, like, still fairly cool people who've seen all the movies. But if you've seen all the stuff, we're going to get to that later, aren't we?
We are.
We're going to get to that, because there's so much Marvel Extended Universe right now that I just can't keep up with it. Oh my goodness.
That's fair. I've been trying.
It's a lot. And yeah. There's an order you're supposed to watch stuff in, too. Ugh.
Right. Yeah, there's that. So there's season. I mean, you know, the CW shows are kind of the same way.
Yep.
If you care about the crossovers.
Yep.
But,
we're going to get to that, too. Oh, my gosh. We got lots to talk about. Should we just start?
Okay. Let's just start.
Okay, go for it.
So at the top of the show, I mean, you know, I really hoped that someone would die by the time we got to do the podcast. And yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's always so sad. I mean, we did this on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
But Bernie Wrightson has died. He was the co-creator of Swamp Thing, which I know, unfortunately, very little about. I'm sure Nick is... would have a lot more to say about this.
I'm surprised that the co-creator of Swamp Thing was still alive. Isn't Swamp Thing a pretty old series?
He's 68.
I thought Swamp
He's like my dad's age.
Yeah, but I thought Swamp Thing... Maybe I'm confusing... I'm confusing with Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's what
okay.
I'm confusing with.
It's a little
with.
Bit different.
Yeah, Swamp Thing's not that old, I guess.
Right, right.
Aw, well, I hate it when creators of things die.
Yeah. Well, he apparently also co-created the character Destiny with Marv Wolfman, and I have lots to say about Marv Wolfman.
Okay.
But you know Neil Gaiman, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. So this character, I guess, was used a lot in Sandman, which I also never read.
Yeah. I read the first book, and I really meant to read a lot more, but then I just... find myself reading American Gods again. Can we talk about American Gods? That's
I was going to say.
That's something I'm a lot more familiar with.
I just picked up a copy of American Gods, which I haven't read
wait,
yet.
Wait. You have
the Star series.
Wait, you have not read American Gods?
I know. I've been told I should. Well, on our show, we've
podcast
mentioned this
podcast over. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
All
we
right.
went to the House on the Rock. I showed you The Thing. And I said, this will mean more. I said, you need to record a video of this thing. Do you still have that video of the thing?
Oh. Oh, right.
I made you record a video of one of the automated, like, coin boxes because it's mentioned, that very one is mentioned specifically in the book, and it has meaning.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm like... you don't appreciate this now because you haven't read the greatest American novel ever written, not by an American.
Oh, jeez. Well, he lived in Wisconsin for so long.
Yeah,
Or does he still, or does he go back to England? I don't know.
I think he might actually, because I know like he was for a while living in Menominee.
Right.
Menominee Falls. What is
no Menominee
Chippewa Falls? No, whatever. Like
the actual Menominee.
20 minutes from where we lived. So.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bernie.
Oh, sorry. Oh man, this is the worst obituary ever.
I know.
Okay, okay.
This is pretty bad.
All right.
So he was the illustrator. So he's done a lot of work on Spider-Man and Batman and The Punisher, and provided covers for a lot of comics. Actually, I saw a lot of people posting his artwork on Facebook when it was announced he had died. So. And I mean, I'm sure I've seen his stuff before, as have you. If you've read any comics, I'm sure it's crept into your consciousness at some point. So he also did extensive horror illustrations, which is another genre I'm not terribly into, but including the poster for Creepshow and over 50 illustrations for the 1983 version of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh. Okay.
Which interestingly enough, it's like, why did they call it Mary Shelley's Frankenstein? Because a woman wrote it. That's why. And people probably don't know that. So there you go. Mary Shelley is the founder of science fiction.
You would say that Frankenstein is the first science fiction book?
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's about bringing someone back to life through the use of science.
I suppose, but I don't doubt it, but it's hard to believe that there was nothing before that, because Frankenstein's not that old of a book.
Are you sure? I'm looking this up right now.
We are the worst. We do not do any research at all, do we? Nerd and Ty, I think they know this stuff. They would know this stuff. They'd be like...
Right.
They'd be like... this is when.
According to this, the first edition was printed in 1818.
Again, that sounds pretty. That sounds fairly contemporary.
That's almost 200 years old.
I know, but like science fiction must. What did they cosplay as before that?
They didn't. They cosplayed all the time. They were like steampunk junkies back in the day.
That's interesting. I wonder what they did for Renaissance festivals.
Oh my gosh.
Went to
town. Before 1818, they didn't really have science, you know?
I guess.
They still used, like, you know, stone knives and bear skins.
Maybe they wrote Galileo fan fiction.
You know.
Galileo Copernicus slash fiction. Okay. Anyway.
Some of the oldest fiction ever recovered has been like porn parodies
of famous
writings. Yeah, like, you know, we're talking like thousands of years ago yet. So maybe, I'm just saying.
I bet there was Christopher Columbus fan fiction. It probably had shipping in it. I'm sorry. Let's continue.
Oh, God.
Worst obituary ever. Absolutely the worst obituary ever.
So,
okay.
We'll miss you, Bernie. Some other people will miss you who aren't.
Oh, man.
Who know your
I'm
work
sorry.
Better.
I'm going to look at that artwork later today, and then I'm going to feel really sad for not talking about it more.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'll take the next one.
Yeah.
There was a trailer for Doctor Who Series 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks faboo.
Doesn't it?
It does. And hey, we got a male companion again. First one since, well, I guess, okay, Mickey. We had Mickey.
Yeah.
And then who was the
Rory.
Next one? Yes, yeah. And then,
I guess Jack, Captain Jack counts.
I guess we have had a lot of contemporary ones. But if you look back to the classic series, we had like Visitor Turlough and Adric. And before that, first Doctor. Who am I thinking? Okay, there's Jamie with the second Doctor. And first Doctor had, what was it? It was one of the original cast. The teacher.
I mean, what are you talking about? The first Doctor just had Rose. What are you talking about?
Shut up! Oh, man, I've had this debate before with real people.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I mean, not that you're not a real person. Hold on, I didn't state that right. Anyway, trailer looks good. I'm very spoiled now because I haven't actually finished Series 9, but I watched it for this podcast, so thanks a lot, Trey.
yeah.
But that's okay. It's just because it hasn't caught up with the Japanese Netflix yet. But
oh, sure.
But anyway...
For those who aren't familiar, Vink lives in Japan. That is
oh,
why.
Yeah. Yeah, I live... No, I live in America, but I VPN the Japanese Netflix because I like things to be slightly old. Okay. Anyway, that looks great, and I'm so happy to see You know, for some reason, when I first saw that Matt Lucas was in it, Matt Lucas is the short, bald guy, but when I first saw that Matt Lucas was in it, I was like, oh, cool, he's coming back to Doctor Who. And then I had to think, oh, he's never been in Doctor Who before. because he, if you're not familiar with his work, there's Little Britain, which was a project he did with Tom Baker of Doctor Who. And then he played a king or a prince in Casanova, which featured David Tennant, another Doctor Who. And then he was in Community, where he was a guest at the Professor Spacetime convention, which was a parody of Doctor Who. So, like, it really seems like his entire career has been building up to this. So,
right,
he's been close to Doctor Who for so long that I really did think, and of course, Little Britain also made tons of Doctor Who references as well. Very, very cool to finally see him. What I am assuming is living the dream finally. So
right, yeah. Well, not to spoil you here, but he did make his introduction as this character in the Christmas special after Series 9.
Dang it! We don't have Christmas in Japan.
Oh, no.
So we can never watch. No, seriously. Like, we get the Netflix, but it doesn't have the Christmas specials on it. I don't know.
Well, oh, you were going to I got to find a way to get you those because.
Yeah, I'm actually missing the series. I haven't seen the Series 8 Christmas special either at this point. So.
Okay.
But Japan, I don't know. They'll probably have a New Year's special or just. Or maybe the Christmas special will just be a Doctor Who cake. Stupid Japan and Christmas.
Do I even tell you what the name of the first Christmas special he is in? Because it's kind of.
Just tell me.
It's called The Husbands of River Song.
Oh no!
Ah.
but.
It's so good. You got to find a way to watch it.
Okay.
And then the return of Dr. Mysterio. So between those two, there was no season. Typically that would have happened, but last year, the BBC decided not to have a season, and I don't recall the actual reasons why. I think the stated reasons had something to do with like giving the show a little bit of a break so they could air other stuff or whatever. But you know, they've also been changing over to a new showrunner, who has Chris Chibnall, I think.
Oh, really?
Who was not announced.
Moffat, he's done?
Now he's on his way out, and so unfortunately is Capaldi, he officially announced it.
Yeah, I just read that in that article. Again, thanks, Trey.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. I mean, as long as they bring back my favorite doctor, Rowan Atkinson.
I mean, I understand people are really like, you know, shooting for a female doctor for number 13. And it's funny, like how people like just don't like Moffat's writing for female doctors and his very vocal opposition to making the doctor a woman. But he's the one that brought in Joanna Lumley for The Curse of the Fatal Death. So
isn't
what
that
are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Although,
it was more of a joke than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be fine with any of the people from Curse of the Fatal Death being the new Doctor. So we got Rowan Atkinson, right. Joanna Lumley, Robert E. Grant, who was in a movie with Eighth Doctor guy, not name Paul McGann.
Paul McGann, yeah.
With Null and I, and. See, there's all these connections. You know what? There's only like 8 people in England, aren't there? Because, I mean, like, they've all been in everything with everyone else. So, yeah.
That's right. You know, it's a small island. You got to stay cozy.
It really is. I mean,
especially with that weather.
Ooh. A lot of crossover there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I'm... So anyway, Doctor Who, Series 10, looks great. Need to catch up. Have they decided that none of the established continuity that the Doctor has a limited number of regenerations is important? Have they just like, meh? I mean, was there ever really... Because, like, we're at it now. We're done. I mean, already Capaldi should have been the evil Doctor. He should have been the Valiard. Oh, wait. Hold on. Capaldi's what Doctor now? 13? 14?
12.
Okay.
Did you watch the Christmas special where the Matt Smith's last Christmas special? I mean, you have been in Japan for a long time, I guess. That was his last episode, you realize. Like, that's...
Which one?
Oh, God.
Which guy? Young guy?
Yeah, Matt Smith's last episode was a Christmas special. So if you haven't seen it, then you don't know what happened, do you?
I saw it. It's Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Did they establish that?
The time of the Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, they gave him a new cycle, is what it sounded like.
Oh, it's okay with the War Doctor.
They did the same thing for the Master.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Because our numbering system's all wrong anyway because of the War Doctor.
Right. Well, not just the War Doctor, but he had a flippant line about how number 10 was very vain and decided to keep his face for a regeneration. So they counted his three doctors thing, the metacrisis as a regeneration.
Oh,
and that's why he ran out.
Okay,
it makes a lot of sense though. If you rewatch Matt Smith's stuff,
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff in there where he acts like, you know, I'm going to die. And they're all like, well, aren't you just going to regenerate? And he just kind of doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then there's that time when he meets River for her first time.
Yeah.
And she poisons him. And, you know, he crawls into the TARDIS and it's like saying regeneration disabled or whatever, which, you know, can happen with poisons.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the real problem was he just didn't have any left, and that probably was confirmation to him, if in case he was lying to himself, that, yep, I'm out. So he got his life artificially extended by River.
All right. Okay.
So.
Well. So, if there's one or two people still listening to the podcast, now that we've just gone on Sean explains to Vink something he already watched. All right. Let's move on. Go ahead.
We're excited. That's coming up in April. So,
woo!
Yeah. Then there's the Justice League trailer on the DC Carnival of Sadness. I don't know. It looks okay to me, actually.
It's all right. It's all Flash, though. I don't know.
That's Zack Snyder's thing. He doesn't do substance.
What did you think of Suicide Squad?
I didn't see Suicide Squad. So for those of you who don't know, we're both fathers of three.
Yep.
And we don't get out a lot.
Nope.
I only just watched Batman v Superman Dawn of Ridiculous Subtitle. Around Christmas when I got a Blu-ray for less than $7.
I watched the first part of it and I wasn't hating what I was watching, but I wasn't into it enough to continue it. It's not like something came up and then I'm like, oh, I should finish that movie. And then I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll watch something different. So.
Oh boy.
I don't know.
Well, it was quite long, and I saw the director's cut, whatever the extended version.
I remember what I watched. That means. I remember what I watched different. I watched Deadpool instead.
Oh dear. Oh yeah. Well, that was quite good. Yeah, and so the version I watched was rated R apparently, and I can't tell what was rated R about it. To be perfectly honest, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure we saw Superman's pecs, but that's about it. That's. I don't know.
More out of character violence?
Violence.
I know new Batman is dark.
Right.
But
right. Well,
and new Superman is dark.
My feeling about that movie was it was a pretty good Batman film that was constantly interrupted by a brooding Superman, so I didn't really appreciate that. I don't think it's like every time it's like, yeah, this is getting good. I'm like, ah, Superman again. Dang it. He's just standing in the middle of the action, literally, and, like, stops the scene dead in its tracks. Literally.
I don't know, because I when I was young, I definitely thought the DC had a really nice, you know, roster of, you know, I used to watch the cartoons, I used to watch Justice League, you know, I used to think the Superman movies were great, you know, and, of course, Tim Burton's Batman movies. You know, it was like Marvel was like second fiddle to that kind of stuff. And then, at that time, Marvel was making like their first Captain America movie, which was horrible, you know.
Right.
And like, I don't know, where was the flip? Was it the first X-Men movie? Maybe Spider-Man? Like,
I want to say Spider-Man, because the first X-Men movie was okay.
Yeah.
And people, you know, it was the terrible lines, like, you know, what happens when a toad gets struck by lightning.
Yeah.
The obvious wire work. But I mean, it didn't have as big of a budget as Sony's, I guess Sony did both of them, didn't they?
But I mean, I can definitely...
Well, they pour more money into Spider-Man.
I can definitely tell when Batman went down. It's when we had Clooney Man and Bat Nipples for... Oh my God, Alicia Silverstone was in that movie.
That's right.
Wow.
I gotta go back and correct myself. Hold on, sorry.
Kind of blotted that out of my memory.
And her uncle was Alfred instead of Commissioner Gordon. That made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was blonde. Right, I guess that doesn't matter because Aquaman is not blonde in Justice League. So I brought that around again. See how
that was
that together.
That was good. That was like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon style.
Kevin Bacon was in an X-Men film, as a matter of fact, which brings me back around to the point I wanted to make before about how X-Men is Fox, not Sony. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as people have said, but who knows? The thing is, if a trailer's got to be like 10 times better than the actual product. I mean, that's kind of like, you know. But when I was watching the trailer, I'm like, that's okay. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there have been other trailers or teasers or something like that where they, you know, showed a bit more of dialogue and stuff. Like, it's a trailer, so there's going to be a lot of an action movie, so there's going to be a lot of action in it. Yep. I don't think that showing The Flash, I mean, not literally The Flash, the character, but he was in it too. But showing the flashbang of the movie as the main focal point doesn't mean the movie is going to be all flashbang necessarily.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. But I mean, speaking of The Flash, they threw that pointless little bit into Batman v Superman, which clearly means we're going to see the other end of that little time travel bit. I'm just saying.
Oh well, I don't know. Like, I can't deal with all these extended universes, though. It's too much.
I'm gonna flip two things around then.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna go into the Flash season 4 thing then. Ooh, okay. Instead.
Let's do it.
Because I mentioned the Flash.
All right.
So somewhere where it's not so carnival-y or sad is the CW, which now has Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow.
I've only seen one of those. Wait, I haven't seen any of those. I've seen Arrow. Did you say Arrow?
I'm all caught up on all of them. Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened with Arrow. Now, I was very much enjoying Arrow. First season, great. Second season, you know what? Second season might have even been better. That was really good because they had a really nice, you know, well-defined villain. You know? That was really, really good. But then in the third season, like, it started being like, my believability was kind of, I mean, it's obviously not, it's a fantasy show, but by that time I'm like, really? You didn't want to mention anything that happened your third year on the island? You know, it's just like, it's like, really? Oh, there's something I forgot to tell you. Everything I told you the first 2 years is wrong. You know, it's just like, really? That never came up. You know, I know it's an interesting plot device to have flashbacks from 5 years ago, and I think it was really cool. But like the ability that like he only recounts his story in chronological order is starting to like. Anyway.
Well, I mean, on the current season, you know, they're flashing back to things that happened during the first season already.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like, oh, other things happened during the first season we didn't show you.
Yep. Well, of course, because they're running, because they ran out of years on the island. But, okay. Okay, again, I've only seen about halfway through season 3. And then it started crossing over to The Flash, and suddenly I panicked. And this is what happens with me when I'm watching shows, is like, now what order do I watch stuff in? Because the streaming service that I had Arrow, but it didn't have The Flash. And I'm like, am I supposed to be jumping back and forth between these two series? Like, how is this going to work? And I'm like, I don't want to if I lived in the United States where I was watching it as they broadcast, I think that's very easy. I run into the same problem when I'm watching the Star Treks, because when we're going to start getting the crossovers between Deep Space Nine and Next Generation, I'm not sure. That's why I still haven't watched the Xena Warrior Princess, because I know that there's going to be crossover with Hercules.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch Hercules.
I don't... You know, I don't really want to watch either of them. But anyway...
Oh, jeez.
No, I mean... But that's the thing. It's when these things happen, like, it becomes kind of an event, and if you try to pick it up later on, it doesn't work for the whole, the classic binge-watching very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem with the whole Marvel Extended Universe, is I'm not sure what order to watch them in. I remember some friends of mine were going to watch one of the Marvel movies. I don't even remember which one. And I was like, oh, great, I haven't seen that one. And they're like, did you see this one, and this one? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And they're like, don't watch it with us. You should watch those first. Oh, and I'm like, oh, it just feels like work.
Well, I mean, you know, I think you pointed out an important parallel, which is the Marvel movies are really, really good and have a viewing order, and the DC TV shows are really, really good and have a viewing order.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I need to know these things. Maybe I'm sure I could look it up online, because I've I think spin-offs are interesting, but when they keep crossing over, that makes it very hard for me to, I don't know.
Well, they just had a musical Supergirl and Flash crossover because they were both on the Glee Club.
What?
Glee, whatever. Glee, yeah.
What? Glee is still happening?
No, they were both on, I think they were both on Glee is what it was.
They were both on Glee.
Is that right? Am I wrong about that?
Glee has been done for a long time, hasn't it?
Hold on. Just a minute.
I don't even know what to think anymore. Hey, Trey, how are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a YouTube video of Melissa Benoist from Glee Season 5, Episode 5, singing Wrecking Ball. And then, oh, geez, what's the name of the guy who plays Barry Allen?
Okay. Totally.
Yeah, Grant Gustin. There we go. Deleted scene. The Warblers, Flash and Glee crossover. There's some fan fiction here. Speaking of shipping things. Anyway, the point is they can both sing and dance. And there was a reference to this in the first season of Flash, where he does karaoke with Caitlin, and she just like gives him this like really bizarre look when he like totally belts out an awesome song that she was not able to sing very well herself.
All right. So,
and lean heavily on that. So anyway, Flash season 4, which hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But I mean, there's time travel involved in this show, right? So maybe it has happened.
Ooh.
Before. But they're not going to be doing a big evil speedster. So, spoilers, they've done big evil speedsters for the first 3 seasons.
Dang it. Okay.
The current one, cover your ears if you don't want to hear this.
All right.
The current one's name is Savitar. Okay, I whispered it.
Oh, man. That's a dumb name.
It's a dumb name, but like it's also not, it's like Savitar in name only, really.
Okay.
And it's not the character in any way, shape or form. What they have had this last season, is the guy who played Draco Malfoy, as a recurring character, and the Philosopher's Stone. So it's like a big nod and a wink to all those Harry Potter fans out there. So that's all I'll say about that. But next season they won't be doing that because, well, not that they've run out, because I'm sure they have a lot more, but they want to, you know, there are so many other villains that the Flash has besides other people who are also fast, I guess.
It makes sense.
And there's speculation as to how this season's going to wrap up, that we already know who Savitar really is because we've seen him or her all season long.
Bum, bum, bum. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah. Yeah, there's this moment where they're talking to Savitar, and he's from the future, you see. And they're like, well, you know, we've already beaten you, we've already done this thing. And he's like, did we? implying he's on the team already. Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I'll watch it. Fine. Twist
did you
my
did
arm.
You finish the first season
of the Flash?
Did you finish the
no.
first season?
No.
You didn't.
All I've
okay,
seen is
I
the
won't.
All I've seen is the Arrow episodes with Guy to become Flash.
Oh gosh, yeah. So for those who don't know, the Flash was sort of a backdoor pilot in Arrow, like season three. Are you sure?
Yep, sure.
Because the Flash is on season
a million
right now.
The Flash
and
is
Arrow's
on
season
four,
five.
Well, yep.
I think it was season 2 he was in.
Nah, really? Maybe. Okay. Because
seasons 3 and Flash season 1 were concurrent.
You might be right.
So, But yeah, yep. They want to try different things apparently, because okay. why wouldn't you after doing it three times in a row?
Exactly.
I mean, they hit their evil speedster trifecta already.
Maybe they should flash back to when he was on the island. Bum bum bum. Okay. Anyway.
All right. Let's move on to another CW show.
Okay, then. Iron Fist.
No. CW show.
How many shows are? Okay, go ahead.
This is technically a comic book show, but no one knows it because it was a Vertigo comic, and Vertigo doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, they don't.
No,
bump. Wait, okay,
don't they?
I don't know.
They got rid of Wildstorm. So, like, when the whole New 52 happened, they rolled a bunch of their imprints into under the DC label.
Okay.
So all like the Gen 13, or was Gen X? Gen 13? Oh God. Anyway, like the Midnighter, the gay Batman, and the gay Superman, whose name escapes me right now, are part of the DC universe now. You see, gay Superman and gay Batman are married.
What?
Yeah.
They were
made as analogs to.
Okay, now I heard
Superman
everything.
And Batman.
I think heard everything was like rebooting.
It's been half unbooted. It's very confusing. The Superman that's running around right now, this is Superman from before that happened. And he has a kid with Lois and.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
I need to say.
It's too confusing.
I need to say this right now. Yeah.
iZombie was a comic book under Vertigo.
All right.
And it's got turned into a police procedural.
Why?
For the purposes. It's really good. I like it
okay,
a lot.
Okay.
And season two ended so long ago. Like, I don't know what's going on with this show. Like, it ended, and I'm like, oh, well, there'll be more soon, right? And it was not coming back for quite a long. It's been almost a year, I want to say. Like, an almost actual year. And they're doing, like, a spring launch for season three. And there's a full trailer for that.
All right. I didn't watch that because it's series three, and if it actually is a good show, maybe I don't want to spoil it all, but it doesn't sound like it would be a good show. It's called iZombie. That sounds like an attachment
like
for your iCarly. iPod.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
It's funny. Yeah, it's not like a comedy, but it doesn't take itself very seriously.
Okay, cuz
I guess you want to say?
Cuz I mean it sounds like there's the iZombie, but the competition is releasing the Zoo.
Well, since you keep trying to bring a Zoom back from the dead, I guess that's really appropriate.
Sorry, Zoom.
Yay.
Sorry, Zoom. Okay, so that's one that I should watch?
I think so. So here's the basic premise of iZombie.
Okay.
There's this girl.
Okay, I'll watch it.
It's been so long, I can't remember her name. This is how long it's been since I've watched this wonderful show.
Okay.
I lived in a different house when
Ooh.
This show was still on. So like that, if that tells you anything about how long it's been off the air.
Okay.
Right. So, the show starts with Olivia Moore, Liv Moore.
Ooh.
Get it? she wakes up after a party with this weird scratch, and it turns her into a zombie, and she gets this weird bloodlust unless she eats brains.
Huh.
And she eventually gets a job in a coroner's office to get
nice.
A supply of said brains. But whenever she eats one, she gets the memories of the person whose brain she has eaten,
Ooh.
And they use that to solve crimes.
Oh, I kind of I kind of like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I'll watch that. Why not? Yeah, I'll watch that. CW, you said?
CW.
When did CW start making good shows? Because I remember them being quite a joke.
Like back when Smallville was airing, you mean?
That was on the CW?
Well, it started on WB when that was still a thing, but then CW and UPN merged and they became the CW. And then that would have been the end of Smallville, but it was their highest rated show and they made it last for another 5 years.
Smallville ran a long time, didn't it? Like a long time.
10 years. Not as long as Supernatural, which is on its 12th season, I think, which also predates the CW itself.
Guess how many episodes I've seen of those two shows combined?
Three?
Zero!
Zero. Well, the interesting thing about Supernatural was that it was launched because there was a guy who played someone who was kind of like Bruce Wayne, but they couldn't have Bruce Wayne on the show, so they made him all like grimdark and stuff. And then that was like a second or third season of Smallville, I think the third, and that launched him out into his own show, which is Supernatural, which is still going on.
Yeah, I was really so it's popular in Japan. It's popular here, but like I see that show and I'm like, all right, there's several hundred episodes of this, and I'm like, but I have people who say very good things about it. Okay. Anyway,
I like it a lot. I'm glad it's coming back.
Okay, iZombie. Okay, I will watch iZombie. Is it super gross?
No, it's not super gross. I mean, there are these really funny scenes where she like the brains she eats don't look very real.
Okay, good. All right.
And although there is a scene towards the end of the first season that's a little bit gory because somebody is convinced that he needs to stop the zombie apocalypse.
But you know what?
Shoots up a meat place.
Then again, I really like watching Ash versus Evil Dead, and that is maybe the
there you go.
That is perhaps the goriest show that has ever been produced ever. But for some reason, I can deal with that just because, I guess, Bruce Campbell.
So, right. Well, there's no Bruce Campbell in this show, but it's network TV. So
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Iron Fist right now because that kind of ties in with all this whole nerd fest. By the way, nerds. Okay.
And ties.
and ties.
I'm wearing my Nerd and Tie Expo tie.
Nice.
I mean, full disclosure, I was a guest of honor at that expo. So.
Ooh. Full disclosure, I was a guest of honor. Some would say a hero.
Humble brag. But I got Tiffany Grant's signature on here and Helena Steele and, of course, the illustrious Linkara.
There we go. All right. Iron Fist. Did you
Iron
watch it?
Fist. I watched all of it.
I watched the trailer, and I enjoyed it.
How dare you, sir?
It's you've watched all of it already? Didn't it just launch like 3-4 days ago?
It's been a week and a few days.
This is why we get no videos done.
Oh. No, I was doing work at my day job, you see.
Okay.
I had like, you know, I had already put in my full day. So like you, I work a lot.
Yeah,
and I was out the next day, so I was getting some stuff done.
All right.
I guess I wouldn't say I watched Iron Fist so much; it was my background noise for the last 5 or 6 episodes.
I don't work a job where I can watch Iron Fist as my background noise.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, okay, but it looked really good. It looked like something I would like to watch, and so far Netflix has been pretty good with their Marvel stuff.
Sure. Okay.
Are there other ones coming back? Daredevil got 2 seasons, right? Didn't watch.
Yeah, Daredevil's got. They announced the third season very quickly after the second season was over. I think it was like a Comic-Con trailer.
Uh-huh.
It was just like a Subway. Sign or whatever. You've seen that, okay?
Yeah.
And I think Jessica Jones is getting a second season, but I don't know what story they're going to tell because like they did the Alias story for the first season already, and in the comics, she and Luke Cage end up together and have a kid. So I don't think they're going to go that route.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was well made.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Jessica Jones?
Not all of it.
Okay.
And that's another one that I like. Again, I'm like, so I was watching it, and someone was like, "Hey, you know, isn't it cool how it ties into?" And I'm like, "Ah, I haven't seen Thing ties into."
Oh no! Yeah, because there's been a whole Luke Cage season since then.
Oh yeah. Then there's Luke Cage. I haven't seen that either.
So good.
All right.
So
but I've,
good.
I've heard that one is the one to watch if you're going to watch
it's
any of them. Yeah.
Quite good. And then and then there's Iron Fist.
Okay. is there an order here? Can I, you know what? Can I go in like, if I was in a traffic accident that erased my knowledge of all the rest of the Marvel universe, could I go in and watch Iron Fist and still be entertained?
Yes.
Without going, I don't know.
That's probably the best way to do it because you won't have the bar set so high for you.
Great. Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Okay.
There's still a bit of weirdness. I'm not Danny Rand is the main protagonist, the Iron Fist, right?
Okay.
And he's played by the guy who plays Loras in Game of Thrones. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
I have watched up to series 3. 4. Series 4.
Okay, well, Loras is the very obviously not straight brother of Margaery Tyrell.
Okay. Ah, yes. All right. Okay.
He was stupping Mr. Youngest Baratheon, Renly.
Yes.
Before his untimely death by Shadow Baby.
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm up.
That guy is Iron Fist.
I know something. This is the first thing I've understood in this whole podcast.
Shadow Baby, you got.
Yes.
But iZombie as crime procedural didn't click. All right.
How we doing, Trey?
Oh God.
All right.
So yeah, since you haven't seen it, I won't say a whole lot. I did watch the whole thing. I did enjoy it. I did feel like it was the weakest of the other four seasons and three shows of things that have been out so far.
All right.
But it makes more sense as it goes along because there's a lot of mystery involved, but I don't feel like they reveal it in a very compelling fashion. But by the time I got to the end, I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
So does this one look like one that's going to be getting some more seasons? Or is
it ends in a way that opens it up for more seasons.
Okay.
But I hope it has a second season because I think it could stand to get the most improved award.
Okay.
Essentially. But what they're doing is they're trying to build up to a Defenders miniseries with all four of them as, you know, co-leads.
Sure.
I'm ready.
This
You're ready?
This is the one I'm looking forward to.
This is it.
I've got $250 invested in this.
Oh, New York Comic Con? Oh, the other thing. Yeah.
You know what?
Yep, that.
No. Let's talk about New York Comic Con.
No. We gotta do it in this order.
Let's get this out of the
Trey
way.
Trey made me promise.
New York.
He made me promise what? I would put this out last.
Why?
It's the order that we do things on this show. All right.
They're only going to offer one-day passes. Ha, ha, ha.
God.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this. Oh, my God. This is Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix coming back. Now, actually, that it's going to be on Netflix is kind of like bittersweet because I paid a lot of money to watch this show. You know what I mean? Like, I pledged to the $200 Kickstarter tier, because this was a Kickstarter. And, that's going to entitle me to a t-shirt that I'm wearing in an upcoming video, actually. I think I was wearing it in the birthday video as well. But anyway, I thought that I was going to get to see the episodes, you know, before everyone else. And I will. 48 hours before they show up on Netflix.
Watch them all.
So
take
basically,
the day off work.
And since there's like 14 episodes of 2 hours length each, you know, that would mean that like to actually watch them before Netflix people, perhaps breaks for bathrooms and food, I would have to watch them straight. And that's okay. I mean, I get it. And I'm happy they're going to be on Netflix because that's probably going to be my preferred way to watch them anyway. But it was just like, but anyway, did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. You pledged into this one, right?
I pledged into it, but like I, it wasn't very much. It was just enough to get like, when they like found the first couple of episodes that they released those to everybody, which I haven't watched yet. I've gotten some of the backer awards far, but haven't really had a chance to indulge myself.
Okay. But very, very excited about that. Now I hear that classic episodes are available on, US Netflix right now.
Yep.
And they're not available on Japan Netflix right now. So I'm very much worried that the new season isn't going to launch at the same time, but
Have all the episodes. See, you've seen them before everyone else in Japan does.
That's true. And I will be having a Blu-ray set delivered to me right now, which, gosh, what a great idea. putting a season of a show on Blu-ray and selling it from Kickstarter. That is such a great idea. I wonder if anyone else has thought of that idea.
Wouldn't that be great if someone did that?
Oh, everyone's confused right now.
We'll explain it to them.
No, let's not. Okay. We're gonna do a Kickstarter for Famicom Dojo on Blu-ray, and we thought of it before anybody else did.
It just has taken so long.
Blu-ray wasn't even a thing. We were gonna originally release.
Not that long ago.
We were gonna release these things on wax cylinder, but.
I mean, it was back when having a Blu-ray player wasn't a common thing.
Nope. It was back when HD DVD players were still something. People knew what they were.
Yeah, and we made a joke about it.
We did. We really got to rewrite
that. Out of date
that.
Now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do the whole thing over. Okay, focus.
Okay, sorry.
MST3K.
It's going to be on, and it looks really good. And apparently Gypsy is going to be like a major player rather than this man-voiced joke. So that's going to be
cool.
Yeah. And come on, tell us about this cast. You know what? You're probably more excited about this cast than I am, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't really know who Jonah Ray is, but he's the new test subject. And okay. I did get to see him use his chops on a Rift Tracks 10th anniversary special where they pulled in Joel and some of the other guys, the original cast.
Okay.
So I guess whatever bad blood might have been between the new and the old is largely smoothed over.
I don't know. I'm still thinking that Frank, TV's Frank, still has some issues by some of his tweets. But I don't think it's anything that cannot be overcome. And the Rift Tracks guys in general are they actually, I think one of our new backer rewards, we just got a new episode of Rift Tracks as well or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Cool.
Something just happened. So yeah, it seems that it's pretty good. But regardless, new Mystery Science Theater 3000, and it's probably gonna be great, and I hope I'm not building myself up too much for this, because, you know, in my mind it was the funniest thing ever. You know? But, like, watching some of the old episodes now, I'm like, it's still really funny, but, you know, I don't know if one can ever recreate that exactly. Although, they've got, you know, the new Frank-like characters, Patton Oswalt, and some of the writers involved. Just amazing people. Some of the, who am I thinking? That girl you like a lot.
Felicia Day?
That's it.
I can't believe you phrased her that way. That girl you like a lot.
Well, hey. I like that I could just say that girl you like a lot and you immediately jump to Felicia Day rather than your wife.
Jesus. Well, she's clearly not in MST3K. Process of elimination.
Really? Then I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, man. I mean, I was going to say she's the only girl on, but no, there's Rebecca Hansen as well. But Felicia Day and Patton Oswalt, some stuff has happened to both of them since this was filmed.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's very true.
I mean, you know, Felicia Day, not so bad as Patton Oswalt, but, you know, it's been kind of a question about how he would recover after his wife unexpectedly died.
I think he recorded his scenes post that, not prior.
Was it after?
Yes,
oh, it was after.
So actually, that's... I think there was a lot of discussion of whether he'd, you know, even do it at that point. But,
okay, that's right.
But
that's
I guess,
right.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, that's a... So yeah. The fact that people can continue being funny with that, I don't know, like, oof.
Right. And then Felicia Day has had a child since then.
Yes,
so...
apparently she was pregnant on set.
Right.
But I guess the lab coat hides all the baby
and the table,
as they say.
I mean, do you remember B'Elanna Torres's overcoat in Voyager? It's the same thing. Just film from the right angles and you're fine.
All right. So we're good. So I'm looking forward to it a lot, but I haven't, there's a lot of talk, like, since the trailer came out, a lot of people have, you know, started kind of, like, figuring out what the movies are and stuff, but I haven't been reading any of that because I don't want to be spoiled going into it, so.
Sure, sure.
So I guess there's not too much to talk about there except finally. I mean, it's, as Kickstarters go, it hasn't been that long. I mean, there's Kickstarters I've pledged for long, you know, older than that I've received nothing for still.
Looking at you, Ghost Song.
Oh, I keep forgetting I pledged for that. Oh, man, that's not ever coming out, is it?
Nope.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think I've got an update. Well, they just took my money. That's okay. Anyway.
Oh, dear. that's how you got to look at it, I guess.
Well, at least they only took my money.
Mm-hmm.
My family is safe. I don't know. Kickstarter is really... Wait, hold on. Kickstarter is great. Kickstarter will be great. And if a certain dojo were to launch a Kickstarter there, it would be great as well. We should all trust Kickstarter.
Oh, dear.
All right. You promised Trey you'd do this one last, so
yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
doing it. I'm doing it last.
All right.
We're doing it last.
Doing it best.
All right. New York Comic Con won't offer their typical 3 and 4 day passes this year, but it's for a very good reason.
Why?
Why? Because their venue is under construction, and they can only have so many people inside at a time. And so they want everyone to enjoy the convention as much as possible. So they will only sell day passes so they don't have to keep the attendance down for people who may or may not show up on the other days that they bought their passes for. So, you know, if most people who buy weekend passes may only show up like most a Saturday, might leave early Sunday, might show up pretty late on Friday. So this way it's like you want to come in. And be there for the day, then.
I guess, but I mean, are they charging a lot less per day or something? Or because, like, you know, one of the reasons you buy that weekend pass is to save a bit of money, you know. So
sure,
this is going to be more expensive. So as much as their reason might be sound there, it's also pretty lucrative, you know, for them, right?
That's true. Well, I mean, I'm assuming too that they can't have the max attendance that they're expecting either.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that going on. It's like they still have to pay for the next year.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping it doesn't set a precedent, though, because if it's too successful and good, a lot of conventions are going to do that, and that's kind of, I don't know, it's not consumer friendly. It's good for the convention.
Right. Oh, right.
But
well, it looks like, too, you are required to fill out a fan verification.
Okay.
Apparently. Or have one to buy a ticket or have one purchased for you. Anyone who did one in 2016, it'll carry over. I'm not really sure what a fan verification is in this context. I guess it's so people can't just buy tickets and scalp them, I'm guessing.
Maybe it's a quiz to see if you're, like, really nerdy enough to be able to go there. And, like,
oh,
I think during this podcast, I've failed.
Is this, like, a true geek?
They're gonna actually take away my fan verification right now. They'd be like, nope, you haven't seen this season of this. You didn't know what an iZombie was. You haven't seen Doctor Who Series 10 yet, and you made fun of Bernie. So,
yeah.
I think,
we're Bernie just... Madoff?
Yes, that's... Who has his own Netflix show.
It's true.
He has
his own podcast, though.
He has a podcast.
It's a pretty good podcast, actually.
I mean, he doesn't have a podcast.
Right, he's the subject of the podcast. He's the only person who's been talking to people about his horrible, horrible crimes of running a Ponzi scheme.
But you know what? He really comes off as a nice guy. I don't know
how I feel
about that.
Except for the part where he's like... You know, the people who... I mean, I don't want to, like, take a dark turn here.
Spoilers.
The people who, like, you know, have, like, had their lives ruined or have like killed themselves because of what's happened.
Yeah.
He's just been like, they know what they were getting into. He has like no sympathy for them whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's a little...
Spoilers. I'm not that far in.
Dude, like, I listened to, like, a preview version on, what was it, like, Radiolab or something
yeah,
like
that?
Yeah,
I think it was Radiolab, yeah.
Yeah. So...
It's
so,
a spinoff of More Perfect? I don't know. Anyway.
No.
Many, you know what? These
yeah,
podcasts...
Too
the,
many.
The Radiolab Extended Universe and the This American Life Serial Extended Universe are really getting...
Right, yeah.
Follow.
This American Life and Serial together are launching a new true crime
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, right? Called S Town. Yeah. I'm like, ugh. Stop it.
You only need to listen to one podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the Nerd and Tie podcast. But if you listen to two podcasts, it should be Famicom Dojo and then the Nerd and Tie podcast.
I don't know. Radiolab's pretty good. You should probably listen to Radiolab before
All
the
right.
Famicom Dojo podcast. Ooh,
All right.
This American All Life right. is really good.
This American Life is really good.
Oh, Judge John Hodgman. That one's really good. In fact, most things on the Maximum Fun Network are better than both of these podcasts.
Don't try and butter yourselves up to them. It's not going to work.
MaximumFun.org? We're here. We're here. I just want you to know. Like,
we know you're listening.
We don't need you, but I think you need us.
Oh, good Lord. All right, let's move on. To the mailbag.
All right.
Let me just do this real quick. Hold on. I got to get this here. This one's to Trey. All right. One's to Nick. Another one for Nick. One for Gen. All right. There's nothing
it,
for us, so
is it,
let's move
is
on.
It, is it Gen or Jen?
Gen.
Sorry.
Gen Proc.
Just
you.
Just,
another
just
show you clearly don't listen to.
Just a pronunciation. No, it's just a pronunciation joke.
Get it, Tengen.
Yes,
Tengen.
Sorry, I'm trying to
that
make
was very
a,
obtuse.
Sorry,
I'm so sorry.
You got to listen to our podcast to understand that one.
Right. Apparently, I don't listen to our podcast.
Apparently not.
All right. So since we have no mailbag, let's move right on to the Vomit Have Steve Challenge.
Did you say Vomit Have?
Vomit because Hat Steve.
Did you know I gave him that name? That's me.
I did know that.
Oh, okay.
Because it was very, I mean, anyone could have given him that name, honestly, because he wore a vomit hat.
It wasn't a, well, okay. His hat was very brightly colored with lots of things. And it was like, the quote was, it looks like your hat is vomiting rainbows. And... Okay, anyway, all right, okay, so, okay, read the quote. This is, okay,
all right.
I'm going to give it
No, I gotta, you're jumping ahead again.
All right.
I gotta go through, there's a process.
All right, give me the
that
process.
That I have to go through.
Give me the process.
So every week, I, being me, and never Trey,
yes.
Reads a line from a book, and you have to guess what that book is.
The hint is, it's a book.
The hint is it's in a book. That's right. I think that's the limitation. It has to actually be written down on,
yes.
on page and published.
Yes.
So if you guess the book correctly, you get onto the Hall of Awesome. And that nothing special there. You just get your name read on the show every week, including this week. And that's it. Nothing.
All right.
That's all it is. But
you have to read the Hall of Awesome right now? Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. the list goes. Akamai, Zero, Rain and Sensei, Cheesy McDamian, Krista, Slithery D, James Sataku, The Random Ramblings Man, Corfam, Capitoke, Chris Graham, Lily Soros, Paper Godzilla, Kavzi, The Minnesota Librarians, and Sean Orange.
Sean, you got one?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
which one, though.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, Corfam, I still have your power cord. I'm sorry. But... You can be in the Famicom Dojo Hall of people I've borrowed a power cord for and haven't returned it. But I've still got it, and it says Corfan right on it, so I can always remember who I stole it from.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Corfan, it's okay. It's at my house. Just swing by, pick it up, it's back. It's yours.
Oh, good grief.
And Kimigure right. Orange Road is a good show.
Yep. That is what Core means, for
yes.
those who don't know. And I didn't know that right away, even though we loved that show.
Really?
You know, I didn't bring any anime into the rundown because neither of us watches it anymore.
I watch. No, I don't. I guess not.
I mean, there's like the live action Death Note with white people.
Is Justin Bieber in that one?
No. There's.
I don't know. I don't know what's
can
wrong.
Can I read this challenge, please? Yeah, we gotta get through this. All right. All right, and I have the book in front of me. Well, I have the line in front of me anyway. And this is the line. Nick, who else is at the bar? If you know what that book is, go to nerdandtie.com, go to the contact form, and enter your guess there. And we will let you know if you won something. The Hall of Awesome, I guess.
Yep.
Nick, who else is at the bar? Probably not Nick Izumi. I'm guessing.
I think this line is from the Bible.
Jeez. All right. So since that's pretty much it for the show. Thanks for listening. I'm so sorry, everybody. I mean, speaking of anime, which we don't really watch anymore. I'm still going to be at NoBrandCon 16. Can you believe
16?
It? 16?
16. What?
Sweet 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Our little girl has grown up.
Oh, my goodness.
And now she's cosplaying at other cons.
NoBrandCon can drive. Oh, my. 16?
Yeah.
What's the last one I went to? Five? Six, maybe.
2009, so that would have been...
Oh, my goodness.
Eight.
Oh, my
So exactly
goodness.
Half of them ago.
Wow. Oh, my... You know what? We made that happen. We made that happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, we and a number of other people. And a bottle of tequila.
And a bottle of tequila. This is the program guide, everyone. I have to consult the program guide now.
This consulting the program guide.
Yep. I think that's what that event is.
Oh, man.
The in-jokes. The in-jokes.
Nick, who else is at the bar?
Yep.
Oh, and Nerd and Ty will be there, too.
Yeah, Nerd and Ty will be there. I don't know if what events they'll be doing. Like, I heard from Trey that they weren't able to submit anything in time. I wasn't either. So we'll just all be there. And we'll hang out.
I won't.
Come see us. Oh, yeah. Okay, Vink won't be there.
Maybe I'll be there. But, am I going to be there via satellite?
Maybe. Maybe we can set something up.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But Nick, Trey, and Gen should all be there. All
right.
And me. Separately. But together. If you know what I mean. and then what we're doing,
Ooh.
We have a podcast, as we alluded
Yay.
To. Which is on a bit of a pause right now, but we'll be updating periodically as we do our spring dojo through the spring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With new videos every weekish.
Yeah. So far, so good.
So far, so good. But let's see by the time this one comes out if I'm able to get my one ready for Wednesday.
Oh dear.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But you know, it looks good to me. I think it's ready.
Okay.
And then you got a few weeks off, so.
Great.
And then it'll be just down to me. Oh god.
I better make a promo. Anyway.
All right. So yep, you can check us out at FamicomDojo.tv. We're on YouTube, Famicom Dojo, Facebook, Famicom Dojo, Twitter, Famicom Dojo, Instagram, Famicom Dojo,
Zune,
Twitch,
Famicom Dojo.
We're on Twitch as well now. I've been streaming a few things from the Switch. Don't
Ooh.
Have a Switch. Watch us on Twitch. I've been saying that a bit. I did the Splatoon test fire.
Ooh.
Splatoon 2 test fire. That's on Twitch right now.
I
Any of you video gamers.
I couldn't. My daughter was hogging it.
I made them alternate. So if you wonder why the gameplay goes down furiously, it's because my kids took over.
Yeah.
Or rather, are they the ones who played better than me?
Boom,
dun,
boom,
dun,
boom.
Dun. Well, I mean, they're 5 and 3, so probably not.
Five years ago on the island.
Oh, God. You're on an island.
Yeah. That's the twist at the end of the series. The supervillain isn't very fast at all. In fact, it's us making videos, the slowest villains ever.
Oh, no.
All right, so we were Nerd and Ty. I'm Nerd, yeah. And this is my friend Ty.
Oh, God.
Right?
Trey's never going to ask us to do their show again.
No, never, never, never. So I should probably sing now.
Technically, he didn't ask in the first place.
Yep.
And, I don't know, obligatory dance party. So I guess, yeah, and until next time, I have been and probably always shall be Sean Orange.
And I currently am, and for the foreseeable future will be. Thank you for tying nerds.
These nerds. That's a different podcast.
Nerds!
Dance party.
Welcome to Nerd and Tie, the only podcast with a dress code. I'm Vink, and joining me as always is the Sean Orange, the citriest... Let me try that again.
Did I say the Sean Orange? I don't know, whatever.
It does say the Sean Orange. All right. The citriest? Okay.
You don't have to say that.
No, I want to say that. Okay.
All right.
Welcome to... Okay. I hope he doesn't hear this before he does our podcast, because I think there's going to be some retribution.